It's Sale of the Centuries salute to True Romance, where our single contestants will be playing for cash and prizes, including dream dates to fabulous Rio de Janeiro, the paradise of Tahiti, exotic Hong Kong, and a romantic Caribbean cruise. And one of our contestants will win our grand prize, this exciting Ford Probe worth over $14,000, as we salute True Romance on Sale of the Century. And now here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good to have you with us. And we're delighted to have you with us. We have been having a lot of fun with our single contestants. The Sale of the Century salutes True Romance. And we have some great prizes for them. And we've got three nice people waiting to be introduced right now. Summer Bartholomew will do the honors. Hello there, Summer.
Yes.
It has been a lot of fun, I must say. Good people.
Yes. He goes with the flow, originally from Inglewood, Florida. Welcome, John Wildman.
Hello, John.
And she never knows what's around the corner from Los Angeles, California. Here's Dina Schultz.
Dina?
Hi,
he's a pushover, originally from Payson, Utah. Welcome, Rodney Montague.
Hello, Rodney. Okay. And we'll see you later with some bargains. Thank you, Summer. Let's get acquainted before we get into the match. John, you go with the flow.
Well, Jim, it was the first date I had with this girl. I wanted to impress her. I go outside and I discover my car is covered with graffiti. Oh. So I didn't know what to do. I mean, I'm panicking. My mind is racing. Well, I went to pick her up. It turns out she's an art major, and she loves it.
Love the car, all the graffiti. That was great. It all worked out in the interest of True Romance. Dina, you never know what's around the corner.
That's right, Jim. My girlfriends and I were sick of the single scene, so we decided to stay at home one Saturday night. We put our hair up in ponytails, put mud packs on our face, started to give ourselves manicures. In walked my friends, two gorgeous male roommates.
Oh.
We looked like Martians from another planet. It was so embarrassing.
Oh. Any dates come out of that?
No.
Okay, nice to have you here. Rodney, you are a pushover.
Well, that's true, Jim. I do stunt work, and once when I was taking a fall off a three-story building near a bunch of people, my hat fell off and hit a girl in the audience. Well, I apologized and said, please, could I buy you lunch to make up for it? She said, no, I think you better buy me dinner.
Oh, way to go there, Rodney. Sounds like very interesting work. Nice to have you here as well. Well, good luck to all three of you. As I say, we've had some great prizes. We've got a very luxurious one today. The winner of the match gets a cellular telephone worth almost $2,500. Very interesting. So let's get to it. $20 will start you all off, and this is the first question of the day. On what TV show did couples find... What TV show did couples find romance aboard a cruise ship? Captain John?
The Love Boat.
By Meryl Streep, got to be The Love Boat. $5 for the correct answer. John, the 25. On what holiday might your boyfriend show up at your door with a box of candy, some flowers, Rodney?
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that question had to come up with True Romance, and you've got 5. If an elderly woman is called a spinster, it means she never did... John?
She never got married.
Never got married. You're right. You're back into the lead. You break up with a boyfriend, but your love burns on. You might be described as still carrying, John?
A flame.
No? No, you're supposed to be carrying a torch for him. It's got a flame, but it's the torch we're looking for. It cost you 5. Back down and we'll tie with Rodney. What French dish are you making if you fill a pie crust with a mixture of eggs, bacon, Rodney?
Quiche.
Cheese and spinach. Quiche it is. Quiche Lorraine. And you go into the lead. Great time to go into the lead. Time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Rodney. First opportunity to buy, and we've got something nice. Take a look at this.
Rodney, for breakfast on the go, this great microwave. Frigidaire's 1.3 cubic foot capacity microwave oven with 700 watts of cooking power. It features a meal minder probe, built-in browner, and separate defrost power, furnished by Frigidaire. It's normally priced at $449. Today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $5.
Microwave.
That's something you need?
Oh, yeah. I have a new apartment, no microwave. I haven't eaten for a month.
Oh. We got to help you. $449 microwave, the value of a question would be a tie with John. If you haven't eaten in a month, let me give you $200 to buy some food to go with it.
Okay. I'll take it. Yeah.
You got a microwave, 200 cash. 600. Poor fellow in a new apartment and no cooking. $649 bargain for 5. Rodney, good job. We'll knock it off. You and John at a tie. Dina, just a question behind. 21 Jump Street's Johnny Depp recently announced he's marrying Dirty Dancing star, John?
Jennifer Grey.
That's right. And John goes on the lead by a question. If you work all day and date every night, you might be described as burning the what? Rodney?
Burning the candle at both ends.
You got it, and again, that tie with John. Although he proposed to her 5 times, this famous fictional lawyer never did marry his secretary, Della Street. John?
Perry Mason.
Perry Mason, yeah, he proposed to Della Street 5 times. John goes into the lead by 5. Fame game now, playing for control of the board, and always a lot of interesting information. See if you can beat the players, this time looking for a famous person. I am the son of a famous country music star. I was born in Burbank in 1948. Grew up with a liking for the theater. I didn't have much luck, so I started guesting on such TV shows as Mary Tyler Moore, Hawaii Five-O, and The Waltons, where I played the minister. Three's Company won me an Emmy. John?
John Ritter.
John Ritter, yeah, the son of Tex Ritter. You've got control of the board. $10 money card is where?
Stand number 2.
We lock into your buzzer. You're ahead by 5. You could add to it, John. Good luck.
Okay, come on. $10 money card.
He hit the $10 money card. Add that $10 to John's score. He jumps up to 45. And, of course, if you've been with us through this true romance, you know that that's very important, what they finish up with, because the 3 highest scorers come back to play for that car at the end of the 2nd week of true romance. Back to this match right after this commercial break. Thank you, Don. We have 5 more shows of our Salute to True Romance. I hope you've been enjoying them as much as we have with our young single people. And, of course, as soon as the salute is over, we're going to get back to regular play, and we'd love to have you down here as a contestant. Good game here now. John taking over the lead at 45. Rodney at 30. Dina at 20. Here's a question for 5. In a French restaurant, your boyfriend might order for you a dainty round cut of beef called filet. Rodney?
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon it is. And Rodney goes at 35. You're in your backyard gathering bridal wreaths, snapdragons, daylilies. What are they, Rodney?
Flowers.
That's what they are. That's right. They're all flowers. Rodney goes to 40. According to the great Everly Brothers song, Whenever I Want You, All I Have to Do, John?
Is dream.
Dream, 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 dream. And John goes to 50. A 2,000-pound leatherback that washed ashore in Wales is believed to be the largest of this shelled creature. Dina?
Whale?
No. Shelled, I tried to stress it, shelled creature. 2,000-pound leatherback turtle washed ashore. And that's a big one. And Dana loses 5. Well, it's time for an instant bargain. And John, you've got the lead to yourself now with a $10 lead over Rodney. John, you can easily afford to buy this.
John, go where the action is, in marvelous Mexico. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 7 sun-drenched days on the sparkling beaches of Sonora Bay, where you may go sailing, scuba and snorkeling, or simply swimming in the quiet water of the bay. It's normally priced at $2,000. Today on sale of the century, just for only $10.
Well, you want romance, the romantic holiday in Mexico, John.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a $2,000 trip. Cost you 10. I think he likes it. If it cost you 10, you'd be in a tie with Rodney. $2,000 trip to Mexico. $200 more in cash for 10 bucks. And you got it. Enjoy the trip. $200 in cash. Big box. $2,200 trip to Mexico. I hope you will enjoy that romantic holiday,
John. Sure I will.
We'll knock the 10 off. You and Rodney back into a tie. Traditionally, what type of soothing song would you sing to a baby to put him to sleep? Dina.
Lullaby.
Lullaby it is. Dina, back to the $20 mark. On the Iberian Peninsula right next to Spain, you'll find the country whose capital is Lisbon. Dina.
Portugal.
Portugal it is. Dina starts to make a move to 25. If you're afraid of getting a broken heart, don't worry, because your heart's protected by these 24 bones that form a cage around it. Rodney.
Your rib cage.
Yeah, see how we tie everything into true romance, friends? Yeah, the rib cage it is. Rodney in the lead. This comedian won a Tony for her one-woman show called The Search. Rodney?
Lily Tomlin.
For Signs of Intelligent Life in the Universe, Lily Tomlin is right, and Rodney's got a $10 lead. I'm talking about Lily Tomlin. One of the profound thoughts that Lily had while searching for intelligent life, she said, the trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. Interesting. We'll be right back. This Salute to True Romance is going to be over 10 shows, and on the 10th show, one of our players is going to win that beautiful car. We'll be bringing back for that show the 3 highest scores, and just to keep you up to date, the 3 highest scores right now are $85 and 2 players at $65. So certainly, any one of the 3 of you are within hailing distance of possibly making the finals. Rodney at 50, John at 40, Dina at 25. And those money cards could make the difference. Another one going up there with $15 as we look for a famous fictional character. I am a fictional character who has been played in films by dozens of actors, including John Barrymore, Raymond Massey, Roger Moore, George C. Scott. Rodney.
James Bond.
No. Out of the rest of the question, we will clear it. Continue for John and Dina. I was created by a young doctor who couldn't make ends meet. John.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention Basil Rathbone, the most famous. You would have jumped right in there. Sherlock Holmes it is. You've got control. $15 money card wears.
Standing number six.
Three of them to shoot for. Good luck, John. You could take over the lead.
Here you go. $15 money card now.
No, this time he lands on number eight and he gets...
It's flatware. Oneida Silversmith heirloom stainless in the new classic shell pattern. A 40-piece service for eight, plus an 8-piece serving set in the Royal Treasure Chest. Furnished by Oneida Silversmith.
And it's well over $500. That's yours to keep, and it's still very close. Rodney back in. The three of you try this. The legendary Spanish nobleman who charmed many a woman in his day is John.
Don Juan.
It's got to be Don Juan. You're right, John the 45. There's one question of Rodney. In the movies Pat and Mike, Adam's Rib, Woman of the Year, Spencer Tracy was in love with John?
Katharine Hepburn.
And you've tied Rodney for the lead at 50. One of America's biggest and most exclusive singles clubs shares its name with the Charles Dickens novel called Great... Rodney?
Gatsby.
No.
Oh,
no. Charles Dickens. Great Expectations. Great Expectations with Dickens. Cost you five, Rodney. And John, that gives you the lead with the instant cash. Now, this has been hit a couple of times. Two boxes have $100 bills, and throughout True Romance, we have $2,000, the value of one of those boxes. Cost the amount of your lead if you want to go for it. John, all you've got a $5 lead. That's all it'll cost. He's
no
reaching
question.
Already.
No question.
He's no question about it. We'll knock the five off. You and Rodney now on the tie, and now, John, let's see it hit again. Which box do you think the money is in?
Number one.
Number one. Well, it's been, what, three out of four it's been hit. Let's make it four out of five as you open it up yourself, John.
Good luck, Don.
Thank you. $100.
Oh, couldn't do it this time. It was in number three. Number three had the $2,000. Well, game got a lot closer. Two at 45, one at 25. And, of course, as you know, every dollar important. We'll be back right after this commercial. I'm out. Worth a try for five. Well, you might just say something. You might hit it. You know, the great something. Back to the sale of the century. Salute to True Romance. John at $45. Dina just 20 behind at $25. And Rodney also at $45. Three nice people and a good score. Let's get back to it. At the time Jesus was born, his mother Mary was happily married to a carpenter named Rodney.
Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph. That's right. Don't get nervous there, Rodney. You can win the lead by five. 20% of the world's fresh water is stored in these five American lakes. Rodney.
The Great Lakes.
20% of the world's fresh water is in the Great Lakes. Didn't know that. And you've got a $10 lead. Rodney knew it. This two-time Oscar-winning actress often hits the campaign trail with her husband, Tom Hayden. Dina.
Jane Fonda.
Just beating John to the buzzer. You're right. You go to 30. Well, big $25 money card goes up there on the board. Two of them to shoot for. Final fame game and a famous thing. I am a river. I'm longer than the highway route between New York and San Francisco. I'm 90 miles wide at my mouth. Ships can sail up me for 2,300 miles. My basin makes up the world's largest tropical rainforest, where trees once produced... Dina!
Amazon?
Amazon is right, and Dina gets control of the board. $25 money card wears.
That's the end number seven.
Dina, as we lock into your buzzer, if you hit that 25,
that
you tie
25
Rodney for the lead. Good luck.
Card. $25 money card, come on, now!
Ooh, right up the middle, number five, and Dina gets...
It's modular shelving. Merrillet Arctic Modular Shelving System. A special designer white color, natural oak accents, and adjustable shelves designed to provide a custom look. Furnished by Merrillet Industries.
Fancy place to store all those mud packs and curlers in it. And a very good prize. It is $1,332, so
great.
I think you will enjoy that. And you're still close. Now that great cellular telephone worth $2,495 is on the line as we finish up the match with the speed round. And remember, every dollar is important now. So 60 seconds on the clock. It is Rodney at 55, John at 45, Dina at 30. Good luck to all three of you. We start the speed round. Now, the handsome actor who runs a romantic TV hotel called the St. Gregory is James. John?
James Brolin.
Right. Before a big date, you might visit what type of professional to have your fingernails polished. Rodney.
A manicurist.
Right. After a big fight with your girlfriend, just remember that all's fair in love and... Rodney.
War.
Right. In what U.S. state could you visit Sequoia and Yosemite National Park? Rodney.
California.
Right. On what TV show will you find jazz man Joe Williams playing Claire Huxtable's father? John.
Cosby.
Right. On your wedding night, you might get lightheaded if you drink too much of what bubbly, Rodney?
Champagne.
Right. In what Oscar-winning film did Meryl Streep fall for a big game hunter played by Robert Redford? John.
Out of Africa.
Right. What sweet nickname is shared by famous boxers Robinson and Leonard? Rodney.
Sugar.
Right. What do we call the legal process by which a landlord can force out a tenant? Dina.
Eviction.
Right. What member of the cat family is identified by the names Bengal, Siberian, John?
Tiger.
Right. What division of the U.S. Treasury Department is in charge of protecting the president? Time. For what type of hotspot would you expect to see Time Is Up? And Rodney has won it. Congratulations. The player, we'll be back to Rodney in just a moment, our new champion. And incidentally, Rodney, that $80 now make pulls you into second place as one of the potential three for that car. We'll see if it holds up, of course, a little later. Right now, the one the players couldn't come up with, the U.S. Treasury Department protecting the president. The Secret Service is a branch of the U.S. Treasury Department. Got to say goodbye to John and Dina. John, well, you pushed the Rodney all day, but I don't think you feel too badly because you did great.
No,
you got the flatware. You've got $365 in cash. Wonderful trip to Mexico, and for the day, you are over $2,900, John. Enjoy that trip. That should be great.
Thank
you. Very romantic. Dina, you got the shelving with the cash in front of you, $1,367. Thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you. Great.
Today belongs to Rodney, and this is a very, very fine prize. Rodney, I think you will enjoy it. Don, tell him about this wonderful cellular telephone.
Rodney, you'll never be out of touch with this incredible cellular telephone. Technophone's technologically advanced PC-105. A light, small, handheld, pocket-sized, portable cellular telephone. Furnished by Technophone. This prize is worth $2,495.
What's this, Rodney?
That I can call my girlfriend to tell him I'm going to be late.
That's right. Now you can tell her you're going to be late. Well, why don't you tell her that you're going to be a little late, because right now, I'll make this work a segue. He's going to join me to try for $5,000. Come on, Rodney. Here we go. Winner's big money game for you now. Congratulations. You were going back and forth, but you had a good speed round there to do it. Well done. Now, yes, you. I think we have an 85, and now you've got an 80. You moved up in the second place, so that maybe that will. That car looks pretty good back there.
That looks like a great car.
How about $5,000? How does that look?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Then let's get right to it. Three envelopes, red, yellow, or blue. Which one is it going to be?
Let's take the yellow one, Jim.
All right. Solve four puzzles in 20 seconds, and the $5,000 is yours. Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. Looks like he's all set. So 20 seconds on the clock. Good luck, Rodney. We're with you now. And the first puzzle starts now. Movie. Bunny. Recently. Yes?
Roger Rabbit.
Framed for Murder. Roger Rabbit it is. There you go. Got that one quickly. 17 seconds with that first correct answer. You need three more before the clock hits double zero. Let's look at the next puzzle. Now. Fruit. Tree. George.
Yes? Cherry.
That's right. Washington chopped down. Cherry tree. You weren't taking too much of a chance there, because we go right for it. We're not trying to fool you. The fruit tree, George, got to be the cherry tree. At the halfway mark, you are in good shape. Stay on that pace.
All right.
Good luck with this next one. Now, Judge hears TV's People's... Yes?
People's Court.
More, please.
But the People's Court,
I needed the judge. Can't think of it. Judge?
Wapner.
Wapner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to help you there.
Okay,
in the People's Court.
You're right.
It was Judge Hears TV's People's Court Cases.
So
we need Judge Wapner there.
Okay.
But you are still, it's still possible. That's only the one mistake. You're entitled to that one. You cannot make another one. Come on. Let's see you make it up, because you were really rolling there for a moment, Rodney. Let's get back on that.
Okay.
Good luck with this one. Now. Large. Black. Bird. Poe.
Yes? The Raven.
That's right. Quoted number more. The Raven. That is your third correct answer. 3 seconds. You're going to have to get an instinct, but it has been done. Let's see you do it now. Before the clock hits double zero, you must stop it. For $5,000 with limited time, we look at that puzzle now. Musical instrument.
Yes? Guitar.
No. Oh. Perfect. Baldwin Steinway Special Piano. But it was
had
worth
to take a guess.
Absolutely. It was worth jumping in there. Absolutely. You did the right thing, but unfortunately, It was Judge Wapner who ruled against you. That's really what it was. But you've got that great cellular phone.
Oh,
you've got a
really
wonderful total.
That.
So it's very possible with five more shows, you'll be back here to compete for that car.
Yeah.
Good player. We'll be back and wrap things up for the day right after this commercial timeout.
I thought you knew it.
I really do. Back with our champion, Rodney Montague. And again, congratulations. And you said that cellular phone is something you really wanted,
oh,
right?
Yes, Jim, that's right.
Summer's got it for you there. That is a terrific prize. And the microwave you said you needed.
Yes.
So you've had a good day. And maybe Rodney will be back. Remember, we've got five more shows to go with the Salute to True Romance. Rodney could possibly come back and try for that car. He's got a pretty good total. And right now, his grand total is $3,144. We'll see you next time. We'll say we'll be safe. Goodbye for now, my friend.